On today's show, car sales in the U.S. fall for the seventh consecutive month. Maserati jumps on the electrification bandwagon, and more work still needs to be done to educate consumers about autonomy. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Car sales in the U.S. declined once again in July. Ward's Auto reports that automakers sold 1.4 million vehicles last month on a daily selling rate basis, which is down 3.4% from the year before. It's the seventh consecutive month sales have fallen in the American market. July's SAR reached 16.7 million units, which is slightly ahead of June, but way below July 2016's 17.8 million figure. Among the top manufacturers, GM sales took a 12% dive, while Toyota posted an 8% increase. And take a look at that. GM just barely eked out Toyota. It's less than 4,000 units ahead of the Japanese automaker. Ford sales dropped 4%, and FCA's tumbled 7%. Meanwhile, Japanese rivals Honda and Nissan posted small increases last month. Looking at the rest of the automakers, Subaru posted the largest increase. Its sales were up 11%. Audi recorded a 6.5% gain. Mitsubishi was up nearly 6%. Porsche's sales increased 5%. And Mazda was slightly ahead of a year ago. Hyundai's 25% decrease was the largest drop among automakers. Tesla's sales fell 20%. Volvo took a 15% dive. And German luxury rivals BMW and Daimler also posted decreases in July. As we've reported, inventory levels are still very high, with around 4 million vehicles on dealer lots. Incentive spending is on the rise, but it wasn't enough to spur car sales in July. So expect to see more incentives towards the end of the summer and production cuts to help reduce that inventory. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Volvo and BMW are two of the most recent automakers to announce they'll electrify their entire lineups. And now FCA is jumping on the bandwagon. CEO Sergio Marchionne says that more than half of the automaker's vehicles will be electrified by 2022, and more specifically, all Maseratis will have some form of electrification by 2019. FCA has certainly dragged its feet. Currently, it only offers the Fiat 500e and Chrysler Pacifica plug-in due to cost and lack of demand. But the CEO says the moves are now, quote, absolutely mandatory because diesels are getting hammered, especially in Europe, and that, quote, some type of electrification on gas engines is inevitable. And speaking of diesels, the German government announced it will accept software updates for around 2 million diesel cars as a solution to improve emissions and avoid bans. The government has come under fire for not doing enough to cut pollution and for being too close with automakers. Software updates may help ease some people's minds, but it could still be viewed as the government being soft on automakers. Some wanted companies to be forced into engine retrofits to cut emissions, which would have been very costly. The updates are easier and will cost about $350 million. In other German news, Daimler is investing $30 million in mobility company Volocopter. The money will go towards developing a drone-like electric vehicle aimed at the taxi market. The first examples will have a pilot, but the end goal is to have the vehicle fly completely autonomously, which will be tested in the fourth quarter of this year. Coming up next, a look at why Bosch wants to tackle the psychological aspects of autonomous driving.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
While there are still technical hurdles that need to be cleared before autonomous vehicles become commonplace, The auto industry also needs to figure out the human and psychological side of autonomy. That's why the supplier company Bosch recently conducted a survey of 1,000 new car buyers to learn what they know about the technology and if they're excited about it. Kai Stepper, the VP of Engineering Chassis Control at Bosch, told Autoline at the management briefing seminars that the results were mixed. The good news is that 52% of respondents said they will own an automated vehicle within the next 10 years, and some said they plan on owning more than one. But on the flip side, 47% said they're concerned about the lack of control and the ability to take over in an emergency situation. Bosch also found that many consumers believe driver assistance features, like AutoBrake, are only attached to autonomous driving and don't realize they're available on new cars now. So while the technological side of autonomy is making progress, more can be done for consumer awareness and acceptance of autonomous driving. Speaking of MBS, don't forget to check out our coverage of the event. John is attending that conference and interviewing a number of executives from automakers and suppliers to learn where this global industry is headed. Go to Autoline.tv or our YouTube channel to watch the interviews. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.